and I am convinced that everything is for the best." His generous companions next entreated him to accept of a few crowns, which he readily complied with, at the same time offering them his note for the payment, which they refused, and sat down to table. "Have you not a great affection for—" "Oh, yes, I have a great affection for the lovely Miss Cunegonde."
"Maybe so," replied one of the Blues, "but that is not the question. We ask you whether you have not a great affection for the King of the Bulgarians."
"For the King of the Bulgarians?" said Candide. "Oh, Lord, not at all. Why, I never saw him in my life."
"Is it possible? Oh, he is a most charming king. Come, we must drink his health."
"With all my heart, gentlemen," said Candide, and off he tossed his glass.
"Bravo!" cried the Blues. "You are now the support, the defender, the hero of the Bulgarians. Your fortune is made. You are in the high road to glory."
So saying, they handcuffed him and carried him away to the regiment. There he was made to wheel about to the right, to the left, to draw his ramrod, to return his ramrod, to present, to fire, to march, and they gave him 30 blows with a cane. The next day he performed his exercise a little better, and they gave him but 20. The day following he came off with 10, and was looked on by his comrades as a genius. Candide was struck with amazement, and could not for the soul of him conceive how he came to be a hero. One fine spring morning he took it into his head to take a walk, and he marched straight forward, conceiving it to be a privilege of the human species, as well as of the animal species, to make use of their legs how and when they pleased. He had not gone above 2 leagues when he was overtaken by 4 other heroes, 6 feet high, who bound him neck and heels and carried him to a dungeon. A court-martial sat upon him, and he was asked which he liked better, to run the gauntlet 36 times through the whole regiment, or to have his brains blown out with 12 musket balls. In vain did he remonstrate to them that the human will is free and that he chose neither. They obliged him to make a choice, and he determined, in virtue of that divine gift called freedom, to run the gauntlet 36 times. He had gone through his discipline 2x, and the regiment, being composed of 2,000 men, they composed for him exactly 4,000 strokes of the rod, which laid bare all his muscles and nerves from the nape of his neck to his stern. As they were preparing to make him set out the 3rd time, our young hero, unable to stand it any longer, begged as a favour that they would be so obliging as to shoot him through the head. The favour being granted,